Imagine boarding a roller coaster that thrills you with dramatic ups and downs for hours, only to deposit you exactly where you started. This is precisely what a sideways market feels like, exhilarating and exhausting, yet ultimately going nowhere. These markets aren't anomalies, but predictable patterns that typically last about 17 years, following extended bull markets. During these periods, investors experience a psychological journey from optimism to frustration as their expectations clash with market reality. The 20th century witnessed this pattern repeatedly. The 1966-1982 sideways market featured five distinct cyclical bull and bear markets, with the Dow Jones fluctuating between 600 and 1,000 points multiple times. Similarly, after the extraordinary bull run from 1982 to 1999 that delivered nearly 13x returns, we entered another sideways period that continues today. What drives these extended sideways periods? Two opposing forces cancel each other out. Earnings growth pushes stocks up, while PE compression pulls them down. During the 1966-1982 sideways market, corporate earnings grew about 6.6% annually, but PE ratios simultaneously declined 4.2% per year, as investors became increasingly pessimistic, resulting in modest 2.2% annual price increases. This mathematical relationship creates the sideways pattern that frustrates investors who still expect bull market returns. In sideways markets, Katzenelson's QVG framework offers a more effective approach than traditional buy-and-hold strategies. Quality forms the foundation. Companies need sustainable, competitive advantages that protect against competitors who would otherwise erode returns through price cuts or increased spending. Quality companies generate substantial free cash flows after all expenses, providing a more reliable measure of profitability than manipulatable earnings. Valuation creates your margin of safety. Investors need multiple valuation tools, not just relative measures like PE ratios, which can mislead in sideways markets. A margin of safety of 30 to 50% below intrinsic value protects against disappointments. Growth, through earnings and dividends, rewards patience while valuations normalize. Growing earnings compress PE ratios over time, while dividends provide income during the wait. A $15 stock with $1 EPS growing 15% annually doubles earnings in 5 years, generating 10% annual returns at 12x PE or 15% with a 5% dividend yield. The framework's power lies in the interaction of these dimensions. High scores in just one area aren't enough. H.J. Heinz proved quality alone couldn't save an overvalued, slow-growth company, while General Motors showed cheap valuation without quality or growth often leads to failure. We're witnessing the end of a 60-year debt supercycle with profound implications. Consumer debt to GDP ratios rose from 50% to over 100% before the Great Recession, creating economic tailwinds that have now reversed. While productive debt funds future income-generating activities, consumption debt only increases future obligations without creating value. Consumers are now deleveraging, paying down debt and saving more, while governments have assumed massive sovereign debt that cannot grow indefinitely. Historical analysis of 250 financial crises shows post-crisis recoveries typically take 6 to 8 years, with slower growth and more frequent recessions. We face a muddle-through economy with higher structural unemployment. The days of ignoring global economic issues are over. While bottom-up analysis sufficed in the growth-oriented 80s and 90s, today's interconnected economies and indebted governments require careful attention to macroeconomic conditions. Japan serves as a warning sign. After its 1990s market collapse, multiple stimulus packages achieved little. Now facing 200% debt to GDP and severe demographic decline, with 28% of its population over 65, Japan exemplifies the challenges of debt-laden economies. Long-term investing remains valid in sideways markets, but execution must change. Replace buy and hold with active value investing. buy when undervalued and sell when approaching full value, not just when overvalued. Sideways markets feature high volatility despite ending where they began. Don't try timing the overall market. Instead, focus on individual stock valuations through disciplined buying and selling. Evaluate companies through two lenses: company analysis, quality and growth, and stock analysis, valuation. For quality companies at high valuations, maintain a wish list with target buy prices. Avoid losses by rejecting marginal investments. Unlike in bull markets, cash is a viable option when quality stocks at good prices aren't available. While companies strong in both quality and growth dimensions offer better prospects, beware of religion stocks, high-quality growth companies with excessive valuations. Even excellent businesses like Coca-Cola in the late 1990s disappoint when their premium valuations meet slow in growth. Dividends are crucial in sideways markets, typically comprising over 90% of total returns. They act as bear market protectors and return accelerators, with reinvested dividends both buffering downturns and amplifying recoveries. As indicators of financial health, dividends come from real cash flows, not manipulated earnings. Companies with higher dividend payouts often show faster earnings growth because dividends force management discipline in capital allocation. Think of dividends as a bird in hand versus two in the bush. While bull markets chase future gains, birds in bush, sideways markets favor reliable dividend income, bird in hand. Consistent dividend-raising companies typically outperform in sideways markets. Growing dividends create price support and attract income-seeking investors, offering both steady income and potential appreciation when price growth is limited. China's economy resembles the movie Speed's bus. It must maintain momentum or risk collapse. This has led to empty malls, ghost cities, and an enormous property bubble, with housing prices reaching 30, 50 times annual salaries in major cities. As investors, we must evaluate companies' true earnings potential when current tailwinds reverse. Focus on businesses with strong competitive positions, low debt, and resilient business models. For high-quality but slow-growing companies trading at attractive valuations, demand a larger margin of safety or seek specific catalysts like restructuring. Remember, never compromise on multiple dimensions, as this compounds risk and reduces returns. Sideways markets aren't investment deserts. They're fields of opportunity for those with the right tools and mindset. While overall markets may stagnate, individual stocks still offer tremendous potential for investors who understand the QVG framework and practice active value investing. Market averages mask individual stock performance. Even in sideways markets, many companies deliver exceptional returns through earnings growth, dividend income, and valuation improvement. The key is identifying these opportunities systematically before others discover them. Sideways markets are a value investor's paradise, where emotional reactions create mispricings that disciplined investors can exploit. By focusing on quality companies with reasonable valuations and sustainable growth, you position yourself to thrive when markets go nowhere. Success requires patience, discipline, and contrarian thinking. The rewards are substantial: steady returns in challenging times, and the satisfaction of skillful navigation when others struggle. This new reality demands adaptation to lower returns, higher volatility, and frequent disruptions. While transformative technologies and economic reforms will eventually fuel another bull market, investors must adjust their strategies for the current environment.